In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We run out of faith. We run out of patience. We run out of strength to endure the spiritual struggle. And then we fall into sin. We act in ways that are contrary to who we really are and who we really want to be. We find ourselves reacting negatively to every circumstance or encounter with other people, having little peace in our hearts or love in our words. Then regret and guilt for our behavior add salt to the wound, but too often pride prevents us from taking responsibility for our mistakes, asking for forgiveness, confessing our sins, so that we might learn from them, so that we might know ourselves better, so that we might be forgiven, and through the grace of God, be changed. What is the solution? St. Paul tells us that the secret to being changed is to always have a goal to strive after. We are to be like a runner in a marathon who has his or her heart and mind focused on finishing the race and winning the prize. As Orthodox Christians, our goal is to become godly and holy people, and the prize is eternal life with God forever. St. Paul tells us in the epistle reading today to be, quote, imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In fact, this is exactly what we were called to do at our baptism, as this prayer offered by the priest shows, when he says, quote, that being planted in the likeness of your death through baptism, he may become a sharer of your resurrection, and preserving the gift of your Holy Spirit, and increasing the deposit of grace, he may attain unto prize of his high calling, and accounted among the number of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. The deposit of grace is the gift of the Holy Spirit that we were given at our baptism, which we are responsible to preserve. Yet because we fall and we fail to live in the Spirit of God, and we fall into living in the spirit of the world, this gift becomes dormant, hidden, and covered up. Christ speaks of it as the treasure that a man finds in a field and in his excitement sells everything he has in order to buy that field. That field is our very own bodies and souls, and the treasure is God within us. We too should be excited. The kingdom of heaven is within us because we were made in his image and likeness. In other words, there is nothing more important, more valuable, more necessary than for us to remember who we are, what we have received, and who we have the potential to become again. Always meditating on this wonderful truth and reality will give us the faith and patience we so often run out of. But if we fail to see ourselves in this way and instead allow the world to tell us who we are, what to believe, how to live, what to love and what to hate, what to strive after, then in the end we will have lost the most important thing we had: ourselves. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.